Let's start with a little outline about what I plan to cover today. The first is Article 3 standing. You can't talk about recent trends and developments in cybersecurity and data breach litigation without talking about Article 3 standing. In particular, the Spokio decision, which came out last year in May of 16, and the 2013 Supreme Court decision in Clapper. After that, I'll turn to some more specific or discrete areas or developments in the world of cybersecurity and data breach class action litigation with the start of the financial institutions plaintiffs bar. Then turn to some developments in negligence, everyone's favorite rule, the economic loss rule, the ECPA and the TCPA, the Electronic Consumer Communication Protection Act, and the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, privileged investigations, offers of judgment, and then at that point, I will turn it over to my colleague Dan, who flew in yesterday from Brussels to give you a cybersecurity and privacy risk perspective from the EU. So this is a very aggressive agenda, and so I'll do my best to get through as much as possible, but unlikely I'll get through everything, but everything is in your course materials, including a paper that kind of more in-depth, provides a more in-depth perspective. Okay, so let's talk first about Article 3 standing, and this is interesting, an interesting area of the law, because in most other areas of litigation, Article 3 is not at issue. It's not going to be litigated, for instance, in breach of contract cases or personal injury IP cases, and that's because Article 3 is generally readily satisfied. But what you have here is you have technology that's evolving so quickly and so rapidly that it's creating new types of claims. It's having sort of an upwelling effect in terms of creating new theories of harm and new injuries. And so what's happening is there's an attempt to try to figure out whether these new types of claims, these new types of harms, are sufficient to satisfy Article 3's standing requirement.